Hello, you're tuned in to Taylor's University Rise with the Best. This is the first episode in a six-part series. We're going to be speaking with voices from Taylor's University, students, alumni, professors, and deans about ways that they're reimagining the higher education landscape here in Malaysia. For this first episode, I'm joined by Jason Lowe, the head of professional studies at Taylor's College, and we're looking at ways that they're making on equipping university graduates and finding ways to make them more well-rounded and competitive professionals. And I mean, you know, university life is the next big step for students. It's a time in life that can play a big role in dictating, you know, and shaping who you are, what you do, and how you see the world around you, right? And how you enter the professional job market. Jason, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Israel.
All right, so let's start by telling us a little bit about the School of Professional Studies. I mean, why was it established in the first place, and what does it aim to do?
Before I joined Taylor's College, so basically I was in ACC Malaysia for a few years as a business relationship manager. Then after that, I was at Khan and was interviewed by Josephine Tan and also Prof. Pradeep, our DVC for Taylor's University and College. So when they interviewed me, they want to build the School of Professional Study. And first and foremost, they're actually looking for building up ACCA because we want our student to study in Taylor's for our degree in accounting student.
Right.
So after that, they're also looking forward to expand other micro-credential courses as well. Those short program like Microsoft Azure, like Oracle Java, like Salesforce, ACC, GBS, CD Post, so that this short program can become added value not only for the School of Professional Studies student, but also for the degree student as well.
Mm.
All right, so that they can have more skill, all right, outside to do different things, all right, other than their own study.
Right. So the point of expanding it beyond the ACCA was also to make it more accessible to other students, right?
Correct.
And sort of not contain it to just one program.
Yep.
Right?
Correct.
Because that would be limiting.
Yep.
You know, and you've worked in the U.S. before for 5 years. Tell us what you did there, and you know how your personal experience ties in, how your personal experience ties in with the reason you joined the School of Professional Studies to head it, right?
Yep.
How does that relate?
Okay, that is also one of the reasons why I want to build the School of Professional Study. Mm. Okay. I was working in US for 5 years as a field marketing manager under the company named Brightstar. Then after that, I come back to Malaysia and join ACC Malaysia.
Mm.
What I see the difference between the employee in US and the employee in Malaysia is the student US, they are very focused with their own module. In their education, they only study 3 to 4 modules, all right, from primary to universities.
And you're talking about their subject, their field.
Correct,
specialization.
Correct, the subject and the field they are doing. Mm. At education that we have right now, we study 11 subjects, okay, in SPM, as you know, all right. So they are more focus-oriented. They know from A to Z about a certain process based on the skill they are learned. Well, I can only say that Malaysia, we are like a jack of all trade. Okay. So we know almost everything, a little bit of everything.
Right.
All right. So you can lie to us. We know a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
All right. But if you ask us to come out a process on a certain skill set, it will be a bit difficult for us. All right. So that is why when I was in US, we do engage some of the short programs so that to upskill our knowledge. So I found out that with that upskilling short program or micro-credential, it could be benefitable to our Malaysian student right now because not a lot of institutions are doing that right now. So I feel that by doing that, eventually it helped the nations to build more job opportunity too, okay? Because investors not only looking for people, okay, but they are looking for people with relevant skill. That could help their company to grow. And the investor, when they come into to Malaysia to invest, they don't look for one or two talents. They're looking for 1,000 talents, okay? With that particular skill that is on demand by employer, that could help students to get a job easy in Malaysia.
Right, and you've mentioned a few specialized programs, Microsoft Azure, Oracle Java, I mean, ACCA, I guess a lot of digital hands-on programming, right? What sort of career pathways will this, will these specific, you know, skill sets prepare students for? I mean, what jobs can they pursue?
Okay, so basically, if you're asking me about the micro-credential program like Microsoft Azure, basically they will learn some of the data analytical skill.
Okay.
Oracle Java, they will learn a bit about the programming module. Mm. For Salesforce, they will learn about the administration tool that allows them to do sales and inventory management. ACC Global Business Services, which equips students with shared services knowledge. While also CD Post by powered by Apache, the student will learn about the big data and data analysis from an open source software. As you know, that the main program that we have is ACCA FIA.
Accounting.
Then we have ACCA, then we have MIGPAS, CN, and ZEC. These three will be the main one, and the related short program, that it will be an added value to our own student, but also the degree student and also the working adult from outside. As you know, that we are also a center with a HRDF claimable, okay? And this allowed the corporation who need to send their employee for certification, upskilling, or reskilling are welcome to explore options at Taylor College without incurring much training costs. So basically, this will give a benefit to all the people in Malaysia.
Mm. I guess let's cover the bases, right? If you're speaking to a parent who might not be very familiar with the accounting landscape today, right? Because it's changed over the years.
Correct.
It's evolved a lot. I mean, there are 37,000 accountants registered with the Malaysian Institute of Accountants, but Malaysia was targeting to have 60,000 accountants by 2020, which was last year. I mean, what's the shortage due to? I mean, is it a lack of enthusiasm? Is it low in demand?
I think maybe because of mixed conception. Mm-hmm. A lot of students and parents think that by studying the professional qualification, mm-hmm. only allow you to get a job like auditor, accountant.
Right. In the big five.
So
these are stereotypes.
Correct.
Common conceptions.
Correct. So by doing the accounting professional qualification, it allowed you to explore other industry as well. Mm-hmm. As you know that every business need accounting.
Yeah.
All right. You can explore yourself to a shared services industry. You can explore yourself in the manufacturing industry. You can explore yourself with your own business. Mm. You can become an entrepreneur with the right accounting skill, with a full set of accounting skill that you learn from ACC or MIGPAS and NZ. Mm. So basically, that is a misconception from the parents and students. As you know, one of our
business tycoon,
all right, that we have, like that, Tan Sri Tony Fernandez, he himself is FCCA member, but in the same time,
he's an entrepreneur, right?
He's an entrepreneur, is a business owner for aviation, all right. He don't start up. I don't know whether he start up from the big four, but however, he, if I'm not mistaken, he end up in as a CFO in music record, if I'm not mistaken, one of the music record industry. So if you ask me, every profession, any industry, they need accounting. But with that relevant skill that you have, not necessarily you have, you can join Big Four, but you can join others as well. Mm. All right? So if you want to join Big Four, go for it. But if you don't want to join Big Four, you can explore yourself as an entrepreneur and other industry as well. Okay? Because every business need accounting. Mm. All right? Any business, they need profit and loss. Even BMF, you will need accountant to calculate all your salary, all the expenses, all the SF for you.
Yeah.
So, you can explore yourself to any sort of thing, but you must literate with numbers.
Mm.
If you are not literate with numbers, I won't encourage you to join accounting profit because you will face all the numbers forever. Okay, so this is something that the misconception, that is why the numbers of accountants has been decreasing and we haven't hit the 60,000 professional accountant in Malaysia. But we want to build it.
Right.
Okay, this is what we are looking for, all right, to build the nation so that we can have more professional accountant in Malaysia.
What are the pathways, you know, to pursuing a career pathway in accounting and in finance and business? You know, what's the difference between a student who just goes for the, you know, traditional university degree at Taylor's versus someone who goes through, you know, the School of Professional Studies and also takes on these specialized programs?
Yep. We can, okay, on the traditional way, students who already pass SPM, they will go for a 1 year in the foundation.
Mm.
After that, 4 years in degree. Then, as you guys, as everybody know that when you join Big Four or some other accounting firm, you need to be a chartered accountant to be an auditor. So you need to get at least 1 to 2 years for the last four paper, professional qualification, either with ACC or MIGPAL, to be a chartered accountant. So by calculate the duration, you need to study at least 7 years, 6 to 7 years to become a professional qualification. While doing a professional qualification in School of Professional in Taylor College, you just need to study 1 year for their ACCA foundation, which is the only pathway to ACCA.
Okay.
Then after that, do another 2.5 years in ACCA and you graduate in 3.5 years as a professional accountant.
Mm.
All right. So the pathway will be shorter for 2 to 3 years. But from there, at least, if you ask me, the passing rate also is higher because you are adaptive to the studying, the teaching and learning from the ACCA or MIGPAL.
Mm.
But in degree, you are doing 60% coursework, 40% exam. So basically, it's a bit different. And ACC and MIPA standard basically is 100% exam based. Mm. All right. So once you adaptive that, you allow the students to pass easier. All right. That is what my recommendation.
Right. So time seems to be a clear advantage. But you know, what are some other advantages? Let's say both students apply to the same employer, right? For the same job at the same employer. But what, you know, clearly one has a competitive advantage versus the other.
Yep. For example, to students who have graduated as a degree in accountancy, however, you are still only at degree level.
Mm.
While students who pass the ACC qualification or MIGPAL CNC qualification, basically they are professional qualification. In UK, they consider that as a master level.
Mm.
All right. So that is why degree accountancy, you are not a chartered accountant.
Mm.
You must have a professional qualification to make you become a chartered accountant. So once the student finish ACCA or MIPAS and NZ, so basically they can actually apply for MIA, our accounting regulatory in Malaysia, to be the chartered accountant. Okay, that is where they get their chartered accountancy if they want to be a chartered accountant.
Mm.
So obviously from the level base, definitely the professional qualification student having much more advantage.
Right.
I'm not saying the degree accountant, they don't have any advantage. They do have also, it's just based on the level of education, definitely the professional qualification have a higher advantage.
And it looks like the specialized programs are very hands-on, right?
Correct. Correct.
These are digital skills that they're going to need. I mean, I guess in the context of COVID-19, as more employers go on digitalization programs and look ahead, there are a lot of work trends that they're actually adapting to.
Yep. So basically, by doing ACCA in the School of Professional Study also, we encourage students to do CT Post powered by Apache.
Mm.
So basically, students with a professional accountancy, but at the same time, they do have a data analytical skill when they come out to work. Mm. All right. So that will become an advantage of it.
Yeah, I mean, just listening to Apache, I mean, that sounds so sophisticated,
yep,
right?
Yep.
I guess what's the learning experience like? I mean, you're the head of the School of Professional Studies. I'm sure you've seen different classes being instructed. What can students expect as part of their learning experience, right, when they're sitting in class? What does that look like?
Okay, because looking at the pandemic that we have right now, so Taylor's have this so-called borderless learning.
Okay.
Okay. Basically, this borderless learning, students have the options to attend classes physically or online, and they can watch their lecturers anytime and anywhere they want.
Mm.
All right. So
so it's very, very accessible.
Yes, it's very accessible because we have a platform called Times, so it's easily to access by the students who are registered. The Times is basically our own platform.
Mm.
So they can get their quiz, their study material all in this platform. Okay. So all the video will be recorded inside there. So the student will be able to access it any day, like mentioned, just not anytime, anywhere they want, as long as they have Wi-Fi.
Are the classes big or small? What are the class sizes like?
Basically, we have a small classes, okay, which is more focused study group and personalized monitoring of students. Basically, this is to enhance lecture students' interaction, and we have achieved 100% passing rate in our CAT module in 2020. Compared to the global passing rate, which is only 70 to 80%. So this is, will be one of the advantage in doing in Taylor College. And also, as I mentioned just now, so students who are doing a professional accountancy, so if possible, we encourage the student to do another micro-credential courses called CD Post. All right. And students who complete their ACCA with Taylor's, okay, they can choose their last four paper or last 1 year in Manchester Metropolitan University in UK or Dublin Business School in Ireland.
Well, so I want to go back in time and take it already so I can go abroad.
So basically, the last, I was just using layman conception. Right. Basically, if you want to do the last four paper, you can do either in local in Taylor College, or you can do it in overseas, okay, whereby either you are doing MMU or Dublin Business School.
And these four papers, just to clarify, are specifically for the ACCA?
Correct. It's an ACCA professional paper, and you must do a full-time with us. Then only you're allowed to go there, all right?
And the CD posts, the Certified Data Professional and Open Source, that specifically data analytics focused?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Okay. And that's separate from the ACCA?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's a separate module from the ACCA. Basically, it's an additional module for ACCA. And for the information for students and parents, if you want to enroll in Taylor ACCA Foundation Accountancy, at this moment, we have a special bursary. There is also a 100% tuition fee waiver available, and eligible applicants are encouraged to apply for that. All right. Please explore for any options in Taylor's. So if you want to have the ACCA Foundation accounted, because we have two intake, one is April and another one is July intake.
So that's soon. Now, I mean, for people, for families who are still window shopping, so to speak, who are still exploring their options, you know, what would you tell them? Why should they go to Taylor's? As a parting message, what would you tell people listening in right now?
I only can say that Taylor's has been standing as a private institution more than 50 plus years.
It's a long time.
It's not easy. All right. And under the MyQuest, we are the number one private institution in Malaysia. That is not easy as well. I only believe that Taylor's, we do offer quality teaching to the student. So that is why Taylor's can be sustained until today. So if you ask me whether the parents or student will be choosing Taylor, you can still explore further, all right? But however, I will make sure that the student won't regret by studying in Taylor's, because we really focus on students' teaching learning between lectures and students. That is our philosophy. So we always give benefit to students. We don't really, you know, just teaching for the sake of just teaching. We really care for the student, not only passing, but also how to become a good person. And also how to match you so that you are happy with your own career choices. All right. So that is why Taylor's have been standing until today.
That was Jason Lowe, the head of professional studies at Taylor's College. We were looking at ways that their various programs are looking to equip university graduates with several skills and to make them more well-rounded and competitive professionals and embark on their career path. This is the first episode of a six-part series with Taylor's University called Rise with the Best. If you're interested to find out more about programs at Taylor's College, you can go ahead and register for Taylor's College Open Day, which is on the 3rd and 10th of April. You can go to the following website at bit.ly/Taylor's College DOD. Again, that website is bit.ly/Taylor's College DOD. Again, you've been listening to the first episode in a six-part series with Taylor's University, Rise with the Best. I'm Hezra Lashraf. This is BFM 89.9.